Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is all of it. The holiday season is upon us, time filled with turkey, ham, stuffing, latkes, and whatever beverages that you may bring to a holiday celebration. May we suggest a box of wine? Box wine makes up a very small but snubbed corner of the wine market, but if you know where to look, you can find some excellent options and you'd be making an eco-friendly choice. According to the Washington Post, glass accounts for about 60% of wine's carbon footprint, which includes production and transportation of the heavy bottles. Glass is also a lot harder to recycle than aluminum or cardboard. Amy Ezrin, a wine and spirits consultant based in Brooklyn, started her own box wine company, Sangiovese, and she joined us on the show back in July. Amy's been in the wine industry for many years. She worked with Italian wine growers for a long time, so I started by asking her where Americans got their attitudes towards box wine.
So I think the box wine awareness has been around for a really long time in the U.S. I think it's just been focused on some pretty mass market produced wines and some pretty low quality wines. But they've actually been pretty widely used throughout Europe, and particularly Scandinavia is really likes box wines. And I think that perception is finally starting to change here. And we're starting to recognize that not only is it a great packaging in terms of its eco-friendly nature, but that we are actually able to put wines in there that we are all going to be really happy drinking on a daily basis.
Let's talk a couple nuts and bolts. How much wine can you fit in a box compared to a bottle? And what kind of prices are we talking about as compared to bottles
okay.
or cans?
Yeah, so the stats are interesting. I love some stats. a glass bottle of wine that you typically buy in a store is usually 750 milliliters. That contains about 4.5 glasses of wine, 4-ounce pours, I believe. So the box of wine, on the other hand, they do come in various sizes, but the predominantly or most widely used size in the U.S. is the 3-liter box. And the 3-liter box contains the equivalent of 4 of those glass bottles of wine. So right there, you're maximizing your space versus your volume. You mentioned in the introduction how glass is a less eco-friendly material. The sand used to produce it is in demand and in dwindling supply. The process is kind of difficult, is rough. And then the recycling end of it is, let's say, a little sketchy these days. And, you know, you just don't get a lot in one bottle. So with the box, you have the opportunity to pour out 4 bottles of wine from one container. The majority of the box is recyclable. Certainly cardboard is very recyclable. And one of the other sort of not understood things about it is that inside that box, there's a insulated collapsible bag, which will both protect the wine inside from the elements, but more importantly, that bag collapses as you drink the wine, as you drain the box. And therefore, no oxygen ever enters the box. The wine stays perfectly intact. And although they tend to say, I've seen it often written that wine is good for 4 to 6 weeks after tapping the box, you know, there's really no reason for that to be the case. In theory, you know, it could last for quite a long time. Because there's no oxygen being introduced into the packaging.
So I want to mention, you started your own line of box wine, Sangiovese. What made you want to get into the wine game, and what has been challenging about it?
Okay, so to be honest, I have been in the wine game for a very long time at this point.
Yes. The box and, wine game, I should be specific.
Right. Okay. So what I would say is my awareness has been ongoing. I actually have a very dear friend who is one of the box wine, who makes a box wine brand that I will happily recommend. And she has done a ton of research. She actually just became a master of wine, which is sort of like having a PhD in wine, and knows a lot about, you know, the real details behind the sustainability of box craft wine. And I was very inspired by not only the success she had with it, but the story behind the box wine and, you know, its sustainability. So right before the pandemic is when I really moved into doing consulting on a larger basis. I had for years worked at, for importers and in distribution and really, you know, on the nuts and bolts side of it all. As I was consulting and kind of honing my focus a little bit, the idea occurred to me that, you know, I really like this idea. I really know where I can find great wine for this. I know a style of wine that I would like to go in the box. And I have a name for it, frankly. So it was really born. Sandy was born, I would say, during the pandemic, when I had a lot of time to sit there and think about these things. And I was also in a professional organizational phase, shall we say. And the name it was something I'd had in mind for a long time. It's actually, I long joked that it was my alter ego as someone who I lived in Tuscany for many years. And I speak Italian with a Tuscan accent and have always joked that Sangiovese, the grape Sangiovese, which is in Chianti and Brunello di Montalcino and many other great wines, that this ran in my veins. Oh. And so I would joke that my alter ego was Sandy Giovese. And it was really just something that I would say unexpectedly around my sister to watch her find that extremely hilarious. And it was just comic relief. And then the idea came to me that was actually the brand. And so I evaluated a number of different wineries mm-hmm. that I knew in Italy and got recommendations and found one finally that I could work with. And we put together a blend that is 85% Sangiovese with 15% Trebbiano, which is a white grape. So it's sounds a red grape great. And a white grape blended together in what I call a chillable red style, which is something that's taking on, getting more interest in general out there from wine consumers. We're all realizing that abusing our wine by drinking it too warm is unacceptable, and that we want wines that are cooler, and we want wines that are a little bit lighter in style yeah. and a little lighter in alcohol, and just a little easier on the body on a variety of levels. And that's what I put in this box.
Let me dive in here. Let's talk about Wineberry. This is one of the ones you're recommending. Where's this wine produced? What does this wine do well? What does Wineberry do well?
Right. So I recommended a few different brands. I recommended there's a great brand called Harrison, which means hedgehog. that's made by that friend I mentioned. Wineberry is an importer that makes a great box that comes in a cool wooden package. And that's actually pretty high quality. There's From the Tank is out there, and there's one called Rack. All of these are have been developed in coordination with a small importer. And, you know, I'm always a big proponent of looking for small importers and their products, because they tend to work with smaller wineries and all things smaller, just like, you know, small food and small farms. And, you know, you're getting back to something that's a little more artisanal in focus. I would recommend all of these. They tend to not be huge brands available in every store in every state of the country, but certainly fine wine retailers gravitate towards these brands. What's in the box in these cases? Generally speaking, you know, you're trying to put a wine in a box that is going to be consumed in the short term. And so you want something that is, you know, generally fruity, approachable, easy, all those things. The predominance and most of the brands that I have recommended predominantly are French wine, to be honest. You can find some Spanish out there. You can find a little bit of Italian, but there's really a lack of diversity is another thing that I actually saw among looking at brands out there that are, you know, what I would call respectable box wines, right? and I know, I mean, we get, you know, we're, I'm proud to call myself a wine elitist ultimately, which hopefully says something good about my box. But, you know, the bottom line is there are good wines out there that are in boxes, and they're going to be more and more as we go forward, as there's more awareness. And what I was excited to do was bring something that brought a little diversity to the field.
So we've talked about Wineberry, from the tank. They lean heavily into the environmental part of it. But I saw on an article about Harrison, your friends, it said, mm-hmm. it described it as a box of wine that snobs will like.
Yeah, well, exactly. So as a wine elitist, right, you know, we're all people in all these importers that I've mentioned or recommended the products of, you know, we're all wine people, so to speak. We all are in this business because we absolutely love wine. We love to drink it. We love to talk about it. We love to study it. You know, it's a sort of an infinite well of things to discover when it comes to wine. And, you know, we don't want to be drinking necessarily wine that's been made on an industrial scale, right? You know, it's just like, in a way, it becomes like processed foods, right? Mm. And we know that the selection out there is amazing in the world, right? And we just wanted that same opportunity to exist in the form of a box, which, again, has its merits. And especially when we're talking about the box, we want something that is not necessarily collectible. We want something that's, you know, drinkable today. So, you know, we have traditionally a lot of the boxes that are available tend to be wine from southern France, from the Rhone or from the Languedoc or the Roussillon. And these are a little bit, you know, kind of more bigger boned, brawnier, you know, richer wines, generally speaking. There's not a lot of white out there, you know, that's of good quality. Now people are starting to put a lot of rosé into mm-hmm. box, which I think is awesome, right? Like, you know, we all love this whole thing of a magnum of rosé, right? Like a double bottle. But it's like, well, at that point, just get 3 liters of the stuff, you know? I mean, like, it's a small party that you're satisfying if you think like, about it, right? At least my parties.
Like so, the way you think about it.
You know, that's where the opportunity lies for all of us, for wine drinkers included, is, you know, start exploring boxes and for us importers, start bringing in boxes that allow people to explore further.
That was my conversation with Amy Ezrin, a wine and spirits consultant based in Brooklyn, with her recommendations for some great boxed wine.